Blog Talk Radio.
It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time, March Madness Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. The dance is now. You want to be on the right side of each and every play in the tournament. This is the most exciting game and the exciting time of the year. You want to be a part of it, folks. Trendbetting.com has every single thing you need for this tournament run. Welcome to the show. As you know, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio. NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and fantasy football. Taking calls down the line, recapping what happens during the week, what's going on, future impact of games, and every upcoming big-time matchup that you're going to want to bet. Gambling tips, folks. This is what we do. Check in to see what we look for. Why is that line moving? It's public versus Vegas, folks. Trendbetting.com has every single thing you need on the market. I'm your host, Donnie Wrightside. This is Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, March Madness. Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. So sorry for the technical difficulties, but as scheduled, we are now on the air and live. Going to be a fun show tonight. As you know, this weekend, the Final Four kicks off on Saturday, and college basketball ends on Monday night with the national championship game. Just to take a quick look here over the weekend of what we're looking at, a monster Titanic Final Four. It's what we all wanted to see. We do like Cinderella's, as you know, heading into the tournament. But after that first weekend, I don't want to see him anymore. I want the heavyweights going toe-to-toe, and that's what you're going to have on Saturday. We've already fired on two premium plays so far and expect at least one more once the final lines come out. But it's everything that we wanted to get into. We're going to talk about that Final Four just a little bit later in the show, but let's take care of some bills at this point, folks. We talk about it all year long. Trendbetting.com has exactly what you need to profit throughout the year. A lot of great cappers are on the website there. We have everything that you're going to want. NCAA football, basketball, NHL, NBA, NFL football, Major League Baseball, mixed martial arts, soccer, even adding a golf person a little bit down the line as well. Everything you need is right there at your fingertips. So if you go to the website, trendbetting.com, very simple to maneuver around the website. Everybody's there in plain view. All you need to do, folks, is go to the top of the screen, click on the experts tabs. We're all right there in our glamour shots. You got Lucky Lance Williams, the owner of the site, fantastic guy, straight up by the book. The real deal, folks. You know I'm located on the West Coast. Lance is in the heart of Las Vegas. That's his home. That's what he does. That's his business. And I'm so happy to be a part of this team at trendbetting.com. Moving forward, we have a lot of interesting stuff planned down the line, such as getting on TV, obviously continuing the radio show. And you know me, I say it all the time. I want to get this show to at least 5 to 6 days per week. And I want to do the show more likely in the morning so we can recap what happened last night during the games, as well as what's going to come up on tap. Because as you get into baseball season, a lot of things you can focus on, a lot of games every night. It's a lot of fun, Major League League Baseball, and we're very close. Now, the one thing I always like to caution my clients and friends, I don't bet baseball in April. I just don't do it. The reason is because I'm a hardcore numbers guy. If I don't have anything to look at that has any weight, I'm not going on hunches. I'm not going on intuition. I'm not going on, boy, this team looks really good on paper. Let's see what they can get after. We wait a full 3 weeks after college basketball is finished before we fire away. Are we going to have some leans? Are we going to watch a lot of games, have a lot of fun breaking down numbers? Yes, but no money will be risked during the month of April. That's just the way we do it. And trust me, folks, we are going to cash in big once the baseball season gets underway for myself, Donnie Wrightside, in the month of May. May, June, July is the sweet spot of baseball season. Can still pick up a decent profit in August. Gets a little shaky in September, but as you know, in September, we do start up football season about 3 weeks into September, so that carries the way. But our largest layoff of the season, oh, it's so tough to do, but I do not risk any money in the month of April until we get some hardcore numbers. And again, as I said, folks, trust me on this one. Join me in May. We're going to have a fantastic year. But on the website itself, as I said, Lucky Lance Williams is there. Myself, Donnie Wrightside. CJ the Razor, one of the sharpest guys in the business. We butt heads a lot on our plays. Doesn't mean we're right or we're wrong, but we have two different viewpoints. But again, I stress that's the great part about the website. Every single type of handicapper is there for you. If you like to take favorites, if you like underdogs, if you like long shots in MMA, if you like horse racing, you got Jeff Brandeis. It's a lot of fun to be a part of this team because it's a lot of different inputs, and I learn something every day. You know me. I've been in this game for at least 20 years, but I'm always open to learning and seeing different angles in this business. And many of my friends here on trendbetting.com help me out with that as well. Alex, the AK-47, love the kid. He is one of the best writers out there for daily fantasy lineups. If you want to get in touch with Alex, seek him on Twitter, Facebook, or trendbetting.com. You see his articles all the time on Twitter. Go check him out. He's one of the brightest young guys and up-and-coming guys in this industry. And as you know, starting, you know, a couple years ago, daily fantasy is really where it's at. It's taken over the country. It's completely legal, as opposed on the East Coast where I'm at. We're hoping to get it legal, sports gambling, but daily fantasy is legal in just about every state at this point. MMAJ, real good friend of mine, another East Coast guy, best handicapper in the world in MMA. Check him out also as well. Travis the Hitman Terry, you've heard him on the show before, a good guy from down south, knows what he's talking about, specializing in college basketball and also NBA action. Real good guy, knows his angles as well. Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, my man Frank Buzz, and also Caleb the Prophet. That is the team at trendbetting.com. As I said again, folks, very simple, very easy website to get around. We're all on Facebook. We're all on Twitter. Very easy to get a hold of. Any questions about packages or games or plays or, hey, you say, you know what, I'm looking at this one game night. I do it all the time. DM me, hit me up, Facebook, whatever you want. I'll put you in the right spot and certainly try to help you get that money in, even if you're not a client of ours. But trust me, you want to be a client. You want to join the team today. It's what we're all about. Myself again, guys, this is Guy Sports Talk Radio. That is what Long Shots Radio with myself, Donnie Wrightside, is all about. You want to tune into the show. I know you want to hear the promo right there. It's 5 to 7 minutes. We get right through that, pay the bills, just to let you know where we're coming from and what type of team we are. But the fun starts now. We're going to get into some information here. We're going to put you on the right side. It's 8:24 Eastern Standard Time right now. There is a big-time NIT game going on a little bit later tonight. I'm going to give you that to you as a free play in just a little bit as we go over that. But as for myself, again, love the radio show. You know what I'm about. NCAA football, basketball, NFL, love to dabble in fantasy baseball and also fantasy football, Major League Baseball. This is what we do. This is our time of the year. The big cannons are out firing. Final Four on Saturday, championship game on Sunday. We are going to take this one down, and I cannot wait for these Final Four games to start as only not only a fan but also as a gambler. They're fantastic games. There's some great angles that we're going to take a look at. Maybe it can lean you one way or the other on that, but we will take a look at these big Titanic games in just a few moments. Down the line, we're going to take phone calls from you because I want to hear from my clients, customers, friends, family, Twitter guys out there, Facebook guys out there. It's sports talk. This is fun. If you have an angle, if you have something that you want to call in and let me know about, hey, this is what we're here for. I love to do this. This is my job. This is what I am successful at and really are going to hunker down in the future and really turn up the volume here. Recapping the week and what happens during the week. That's what we do here. What's going on, future impact, upcoming matchups. That's what we want to take a look at here to see if we can win you money, because when it all boils down, we're sports fans at heart, but it doesn't hurt when you get that little bit of extra income every week. Maybe you want to take the wife out to a movie, to some dinner. Maybe you want to pay for your vacation. That's what we're here for. Let us do all the hard work so you can sit back and enjoy the game. And at the end of the game, your friends are slamming down drinks and beers going, I can't even believe I had that game. Well, you were on the right side of that game. So let us do all the hard work there. Gambling tips, you know what we look for, and I can't say it or stress it enough. The line is moving, and you have to figure out where it's coming from. Is it sharp money? Is it public money? Who's betting what? Guys that you trust, who are they on? That's what you want to take a look at. If that line is going like a marlin in one direction, -1, -2, -2.5, -3, find out why it's moving. Is there an injury? Is there a key suspension at that point? Is the coach leaking information that somebody's not going to play the first half? Make sure you have all that knowledge and information when that line is moving to make sure that you're going to end up with a strong play, because nothing hurts worse, folks. I've been on it plenty of times in my 20 years where that game tips off and the coach says, hey, you know, our star player, he's going to be suspended for the first half. Or especially just this past year, a simple move in the Michigan football game. Michigan was playing at home versus the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We love the Minnesota Golden Gophers about it many times, but I just liked Michigan in this spot. And when the game came up, good old Fat Brady Hoke said, you know what, I'm going to sit my starter, Devin Gardner, down. We're going to let the backup quarterback go in and play. For some reason, his name does escape me, and for good, I would probably say for good right, because the kid was terrible. Michigan got blown out, didn't even have a chance. I remember sitting in my office and watching that game on TV almost with my head in my hands, because nothing is more infuriating to a gambler than something that you don't know or you couldn't even incorporate in. Because being a professional gambler, you know, I can't really wait up till 3 or 4 minutes before the game starts. I'm putting those plays out on a Saturday, possibly around late Friday night, maybe around midnight for that game that's going to kick off at noon on Saturday. I can't afford to wait because my clients can't get down on the games. So when you get it in, you get all the action, you research it, you're ready to go. Then when you get home and you pop the game on, say, all right, it's time for the goods, your man's not playing quarterback, that hurts. And they got blown out, and it's going to happen to you. So I can't stress it enough again. Get all the information you can and make the best decision possible. Public versus Vegas. Again, Vegas usually wins. So, you know, we like to say the smartest man in the room is the guy that set the line, not the guy that's betting the line. But, hey, Vegas can be beat. Guys are going to go on runs. You're going to have bad stretches, but make sure you're putting yourself in the best possible position to profit. That's what it's all about. And again, myself, 20 years in the business, online for 2 years with RightSideValuePlays.com and also Lucky Lance Williams's TrendBetting.com website. During football season, we do have a lot less plays than we would, so to speak, during college basketball and also during Major League Baseball season. We like to zero in on the mismatches and pick those apart. Less is more usually is the strategy. NCAA, NFL, Major League Baseball, as I said, college basketball. It's a lot of fun. Hoping to put out some more videos in the near future. And also, if you want to get a hold of me directly on Facebook, I'm under Donnie Rightside, and also on Twitter, Donnie Rightside at RightsideVP. And one of our games just ended a little while ago. We did have some action on the Evansville Aces, -4 in the first half today versus Northern Arizona. So we picked up a quick winner, -4. They were up at the half 29-21. So we can sit back now and have a cigar, maybe a quick cocktail, and sit back and relax as our primetime feature game is coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the NIT. Folks, we're going to take just a short break. We're going to come right back to it. We're going to go over some NIT action and also take a look at our Final Four preview. Hold on, folks. Donnie Rightside, Long Shots Radio, primetime March Madness edition. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Rightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at trendbetting.com. Once again, go to the website, trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, March Madness with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get right into the good stuff tonight, folks. There is an NIT battle tonight, and that is between my football Miami Hurricanes and the Stanford Cardinal. We do have a five-star premium play on this game, which tips in about a half hour. So let's take a look a little bit about the game and how these teams actually ended up in this situation. Miami, Florida's had a good year all year long. Some really good wins, like a blowout win at Duke in Cameron, which was very, very impressive, and some really bad losses, like to Eastern Kentucky with a blowout 30-point loss at home. So they did have some really good wins and some really, really bad losses. They are fighting a bit at this point without their top point guard, Angel Hernandez, who has been out since, I would say, right before the ACC tournament, clipped his hand a little bit, played only a couple minutes in the ACC tournament, but has not appeared in the NIT yet, and it really hasn't mattered that much. Now, you want to talk about the Miami Hurricanes, you're going to talk about the comeback kids at this point. We lost a dagger game when they traveled up to Richmond. Richmond had Miami down at the 16-minute mark in the second half, and Richmond is a fantastic home team. Played very, very well in their home court. They were up 18 points with 16 minutes ago, let that game leak away. They didn't even cover the spread. They just lost the game completely outright, which is very rare for a West Richmond team because they usually step on the gas at home and don't let up. Miami also had a nice win last night over my hometown Temple Owls when Temple had that down double digits in the second half and proceeded to blow that game as well. Now, a key injury in that game, already on top of their point guard being out, was Tony Jaquiri, their 6'11 center, who basically averages a double-double, 10 points, 10 boards per game, got clipped in the nose early in that tilt versus Temple, shot 2-for-3 from the field. I believe he had 6 points when he went out of the game, or maybe 4 points, 4 or 6 points only a couple minutes into that game there, but did sit the rest of the way, which made that win by Miami even more impressive because Temple is a very good defensive team. They don't shoot it that well. As you see the byline of that game, the Temple shot 30% as a team from the floor and a horrific 10% from three, which I don't know why they kept firing up threes when it seemed like they were driving, penetrating, and getting layups at the rim, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Temple was terrible. We didn't bet that game at all because we saw it pretty much as a 50-50 type game. Stanford, the Cardinal, getting here. They had some nice wins. They beat a tough Rhode Island team at home. Also a very good and sneaky good Johnny-come-lately team in that Vanderbilt game out there. They put those guys away pretty good over those past two. 10 points, 7 points, 8 points, you know, somewhere in that range. But they were very, very strong in their home wins. They didn't end the season very well heading into the Pac-12 tournament, but they did turn it up a little bit here in the NIT and also had a very good win, which really made me sweat it out. And some of our clients and friends, as you know, we that wasn't a very fun game. I saw that score early when I was tuning in, a blowout. It was 25-4, and we had Stanford on the money line. It was a cheap money line. It was only minus 130 since they only had the cover. I believe we got the money line in at minus 1.5 at that point or minus 2. So we just took them just to win the game. So they're up 21 points early. We're sitting there in cruise control. And before you know it, they start slicing into the lead. Old Dominion's just playing good basketball. I mean, Old Dominion's a good team. They play really good defense. They're not the best offensive team, but they do have some talent, some talented guards and some decent down low guys. But they're slicing into it. And now it ends up an 8-point game at the half. So it went from 21 to 8 points. You're like, all right, good. You know what? We're up 8 at the half. Just hold steady there. Within 5 to 6 minutes heading into the second half, they find themselves down. Stanford blew a 21-point lead to a team that's not even that good offensively, which was disgraceful for me to watch that. But they did hang on late. They ended up winning the game by about 7 points, which put them in the NIT final and sets up this matchup tonight with the Miami Hurricanes. So both teams playing decent to end of the year. Miami a little bit banged up again, as I said, heading into this one, basically down 2/5 of their starters from about a month ago. Miami's not the greatest offensive team, but Jim Larrañaga is a fantastic head coach. Stanford coached up by Duke's Johnny Dawkins, also doing a very good job there. If you want to break down the game and take a look at the way it's actually the way I think it's going to work out, Miami's offense is a decent offense. But again, they're down their overall best player and also down about 10 points and 10 boards. And some of those obviously big time offensive rebounds to keep the game going in Tony Chikiri. But offensive efficiency there, they're ranked 46th in the nation. Stanford's defense is just into the top 100. They don't have a very good defense, but it is average there. Same thing with the Miami offense. They're ranked 46th in efficiency, but you're down 2/5 of your starter, so you can take a little bit of that away. Effective field goal percentage, which basically means they're mixed between 2- and 3-pointers. Miami's a decent team. Stanford's an average type of defense in that respect. Stanford's defense, they can be had behind the 3-point line. That's the only thing that really worries me a little bit. The Miami guards don't shoot a great amount from 3-point percent, about 35%, so somewhere a little bit in that upper tier. So it's not like you're looking at like a Davidson type team or somebody like Notre Dame that's just going to spike you from three if you leave it up there. But Stanford's defense sort of is that packing down the middle. Don't let, you know, anything get inside, and that's really going to help them out tonight since Tony Chikiri is out, and Nistich, I believe. I always get the guy's spell the guy's name wrong for Stanford there. 6'11 center, senior. He's averaging over a double-double on the season, and I think he's going to have his way. Stefan Nastic, I'm sorry about that. For some reason, I was thinking about an NBA player, Kristic. But Stefan Nastic there, pretty good player at 6'11. He's a senior. He is going to be the key to this basketball game. If he can control the paint and get his, you know, one or two putbacks there, get some power moves there, maybe, you know, a slicing or driving Miami Hurricane player, keep them away from the rim, that's going to be a big, big help for the Stanford Cardinal in covering this game tonight. Because as you look down a little bit more at some of the statistics in this game, which I think is going to be a really close game as it is, and obviously if you can't tell by how I'm talking now, we did lock in yesterday with Stanford at -1. I believe that's probably going to tip anywhere between 2 and 2.5. So the early bird sort of got the worm in this one as well. Miami's not a really good 2-point shooting team, a decent 3-point shooting team, but again, down 2/5 of their starting lineup. Stanford has a decent offense. They're very efficient in the top 30 in the country. They shoot the three at a great clip of 38%. Struggle a little bit in that 2-point percentage, but again, I think that's going to increase tonight because Chikiri is a threat. The kid's 6'11". He plays hard. He gets over 10 rebounds a game, scores just about 10 points a game. So I think that 2-point percentage, which Stanford might struggle with there, now that the 6'11 guy is not going to have to meet anybody at the rim that's going to face up with him, maybe some of the guards can slash through and get a little bit easier pass to the bucket than something that you might not have gotten there. So tonight, if you take a look, NIT action here for us. Take Stanford over Miami. If you want to money line it, that's fine, but I think they're going to win the game by 3 or 4 points. They are a decent free throw shooting team, shooting at about 73% as a team. They got a couple guards in the high 70s and 80s. So if this game comes down to the end, the Canes are down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Stanford's going to be at least get to that line and knock down a couple free throws to keep them at arm's length. So we do like the Stanford Cardinal again, as I said, tonight. And just keep that one. If you want to take it money line, that's fine. I don't really recommend the first half play because I don't really see too much value there. I just think as the game goes on, Miami not deep enough at this point in the season with those injuries to hang on with Stanford. It's going to be a good game, though. Yeah, hey, do I want to see a 25-4 lead by Stanford early on in the game? You're damn right I do, because money is money, and I would like to cruise on this one. I don't envision it being that, but when it's all said and done, I see Miami getting beat by Stanford somewhere around like that 66, 60 type of game. So we'll take that and put that in the bank. But we already did win a nice game on the Evansville Aces in the first half. And if you take a look at that game right now, Northern Arizona actually has the lead, folks, 51-50 with about 6 minutes to go. So it looks like there with the spread being right around 8 for the game. I don't know if Evansville is going to end up covering that. They might not even win this game, but we already have our money in the bucket. And we're going to take it and apply it again with this Stanford game that's going to be coming up in just a few moments. As I said again, over the weekend, I can't wait for this, man. This is going to be a lot of fun, this Final Four. You have the Michigan State Spartans, Duke Blue Devils in the first game, and then the main event, main attraction that we're all looking forward to is Kentucky versus Wisconsin. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I mean, being just as a basketball fan, even not as a gambler looking at any angles there, I mean, how can't you not just sit there on a Saturday, get ready to go at about 3-4 in the afternoon to get ready for these games to start at 6 o'clock. They're going to roll all the way through, right up through midnight. And, I mean, it's just titanic battles, teams that you expect to be in the game. Michigan State, just with Tom Izzo, one of the best coaches in the country. Coach K, a little bit of a nugget in that game there in that early one. Overall versus each other, Tom Izzo and Coach Krzyzewski. Coach K's got them 8-1. He's won 8 of 9 overall against Tom Izzo. And Tom Izzo is as good as it gets. I mean, you're going to see guys locking horns. Bo Ryan, fantastic head coach for Wisconsin. And, of course, John Calipari. I mean, there's going to be no – you like to pick on those mismatches. You know, I like to say, like during football season and basketball season, there's not really a mismatch here between coaches. We always get a joke if you see me on Twitter with Bill Self and Kansas. I always like to joke around that anybody that he matches up with, you know, he's just going to get clowned right off the bat. And even worse – then Bill Self is always Tom Crean out of Indiana. You got to take at least 3 to 4 points and put that spread higher because, you know, at one point, Indiana's going to be playing really, really good basketball, and then they're going to start hashtag Creaning down the rest of the way, and that's the way I like it. But, hey, when you have a good coach, the one of the great guys who didn't make the tournament this year, which I always enjoy when his team is healthy, is a John Beilein out of Michigan. It just seems like their playbook is endless, and when they need a shot, they get it repeatedly. Just a great, great coach. It's a lot of fun watching teams that are very sound and very coached, which, again, with Wisconsin in the Final Four with Kentucky, you can never count them out. Now, hey, I mean, we win some, we lose some. I mean, there's no getting around that. You want to hit, obviously, at least one more game than you lose for the day, for the week, for the month, whatever it is, just to keep your head above water is the goal. Obviously, we do like to strive and hit a little bit more and fill those pockets. But it's tough with a team like Wisconsin on Saturday night watching that game versus Arizona. Arizona had the goods and on paper had exactly what you need to stop a Bo Ryan team with Frank Kaminsky there. They had the length, the athleticism, the scoring, just the ability to dominate. Trzewski down low, I mean, he should have been able to man up with Frank Kaminsky. You had the guards out there. You had Brandon Ashley, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. I mean, lengthy, long 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", guys to stop that slow plodding, you know, white boy basketball, so to speak, in that game. It didn't turn out that way. If you look right at the half, if we just took the half, we would have been in good shape. Arizona was up 5 with, 30 seconds to go and a nice drive. I believe it was by Decker to end the half. Splashes 2 free throws, and they went into the half at 3. I actually had to get out to a party, which had the game on. So I'm driving there, getting some updates. I'm saying stuff like, what the hell is going on in this game? Folks, 10 of 12 from 3 in the second half from Wisconsin. You can't coach that. You can't cap that. It's something that just happens. Arizona should have been able to smother that team, but that team is coached so well, so senior-laden, so talented with Kaminsky and Decker down low, and everybody else just does the little stuff that gets you by. It was a really fun game to watch, even though we did lose money on there, but it just goes to show you sometimes a good coach and a great team that executes, sometimes it just doesn't matter what happens on the other end of the table. Now, they're going to run into a Kentucky team that is the best defensive team in the nation. It's not even close. Arizona's fantastic on defense. They can't hold a candle to Kentucky. Now, you also saw another well-coached team in Notre Dame, senior-laden team that knows how to get it done. They had Kentucky on the ropes until the end of the game. The last 3 to 4 minutes there, Kentucky just put the clamps down and said, you know what, Notre Dame, you're not scoring again. And Notre Dame didn't fare very well down the stretch. We did have Notre Dame plus 11 cash that easy. And, you know, everybody, it seems like at the bar, was rooting for Notre Dame, and rightfully so, because I'd always see the big bad bully go down. But I really, in the end, wanted to see Kentucky get through to this Final Four, because if somehow it ends up Kentucky and Duke on Monday night, you could just look at an overall ratings bonanza and a ratings record. Now, taking a look at these two teams, the first game is Duke versus Michigan State. Now, taking a look at that game on its end, you just would look at it and say, yeah, Duke's going to win this game. But if you look at the way that Michigan State played down the stretch, like their last 8 or 9 regular season games heading into the Big Ten tournament, which they should have beat Wisconsin. They had a double-digit lead with 10 minutes to go and blew the game. There was a questionable call on a three-point shot that was missed by Wisconsin that went out of bounds. I believe it might have been Decker or Koenig that went after the ball, flipped it over his shoulder, and Wisconsin got the ball back, but he was on instant replay stepping on the line. So Michigan State actually should have won that game and has played very, very well throughout the tournament. We did have them on Sunday full game versus the Louisville Cardinals, and Tom Izzo's a great coach. They were down 8 points at the half, and they surged in the second and won in a great overtime battle versus a very game Louisville team without their point guard, who obviously was bounced off the team a couple weeks ago. But you can't put it by Michigan State just looking on paper, because their overall numbers, you know, the record doesn't show up to what, you know, the Duke Blue Devils or Kentucky, you know, might have in store, even obviously Wisconsin, who won the Big Ten. But the offense of Michigan State has really come on late. Travis Trice has had a fantastic tournament, as well as Denzel Valentine and Brandon Doss. I mean, that's going to lead them there. They get some nice hustle plays, though, don't get me wrong, by like Costello, you know, and Schilling. I mean, they're going to give you everything they can under the boards, but make no mistake about it, this team goes as far as Trice, Valentine, and Dawson are going to take them. Looking on the opposite side of the docket there with Duke, Jahlil Okafor, I mean, what else do you have to say about the guy? He's fantastic. If you get the ball down the low block, he's going to create an automatic mismatch, being 6'11". They don't really have anybody that can match up. Costello is a feisty kid at 6'9", but if Jahlil Okafor gets the ball down low, you try to double team him. Let's just say, you know, Dawson's running over, double team him. He's just going to kick the ball out. You got Tyrus Jones, Justice Winslow, who has been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, if you would have told me from the start of the year, you know, Justice Winslow kid is going to be a premier player, and I said, yeah, I'd like to see that before I believe it. But boy, has he come on. He wasn't even starting, I don't even think, right through till January, just turning it up, and he is their MVP. Jahlil Okafor is going to end up going number one overall in the draft, but Justice Winslow is the engine that makes Duke go. Tyrus Jones has been fantastic. The kid just gets the bucket, makes big plays whenever he wants. Quinn Cook, Emile Jefferson, and even Matt Jones got into the flow. I believe what he hit 4 threes in the last game versus Gonzaga there. So, I mean, he's been really, really good for him. Duke is not a very deep team. They really only go about, honestly, 7, maybe 8 deep. They took a hit midseason when they kicked Rashid Suleiman off the team. Grayson Allen comes in and gives a little bit of time off there, and also one of the 19 Plumlees that's run through Duke. So he helps them out a little bit as well. But these two teams, not extremely deep, but Duke, you know, if they get in foul trouble, which, again, they don't seem to do. They do a good job with Jahlil Okafor. He's not asked to do much on the defensive side. A 6'11 guy just, you know, holding his hands up there, don't challenge the ball, don't get in foul trouble is all they do. And Justice Winslow is just fantastic. I mean, that kid plays physical, almost like a Ron Artest-type player, but doesn't get himself in foul trouble and doesn't hurt himself too much there. The kid can really play. But if you're looking overall, we haven't made any final outcomes there on Duke. The spread at 5, I'm sort of waiting to see which way that's going to go, which way that's going to lean. The one thing that Duke does really well is everything. Their offensive efficiency is fantastic. Their defense is, you know, a top 50 type team. But when you're looking at like effective field goal percentage, 3-point and 2-point percentages there, they don't waste very much on there. And turnovers there, they're a top 50 offensive turnover team. So they're going to protect the ball at a good, good clip there. The one thing that I do really like about Michigan State, obviously outside of Tom Izzo, is the offense runs through Travis Trice, and I just love the kid. He makes big plays, you know, that veteran guard that you need to win games in NCAA action. The one thing that can really, really nip Michigan State if the game is close, folks, is free throw shooting. Duke's a very good free throw shooting when they get their guards up to the line. Now, as you know, Trice is a very good free throw shooter for Michigan State. Outside of that, if you're fouling the big guys here, they can't shoot free throws. And as the game progresses and the game goes along, if the refs are whistle happy, Michigan State can't go 15 of 25 from the line and expect to beat the Duke Blue Devils. They have to shoot extremely well, but also outside of the pro game in NCAA action, you're going to have that 1-1 once you hit 7, 8, and 9 team fouls. And at the end of the game, if it's a 1 or 2 point game and the wrong guy's at the line, Michigan State's not going to make those free throws. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. The one thing also that I think is going to help Duke a little bit out in this game is they played in the aircraft carrier, the airplane hangar, which is NRG Stadium there down in Houston last week. So they got the feel of that dome shooting background, similar to what they're going to play this weekend in the Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis. So that's something really, really to keep an eye on as well. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We have a couple minutes left on the show. We're going to go over that Kentucky and Wisconsin game. Stay tuned. Long Shots Radio Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the Experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, our last college basketball show, Long Shots Radio Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. And as I said again, let's finish up here on that Final Four game with Kentucky, Wisconsin, and take a real good look at that game. Now, we went over a little bit of information before, but this game is going to really, really blow your mind when you get down to it. If you take a look at both teams, you have the number one offense efficiency team in the nation in Wisconsin versus the Kentucky defense, which is the number one adjusted efficiency team in the country, maybe in the last 15 to 20 years. I don't know if anybody's played better defense than Kentucky has played, and they are fantastic. On the offensive end of it, Kentucky's just as good on offense as they are on defense, a top five offense. Wisconsin, decent on the defensive end, in the top 50 range there, so there's certainly no slouches. If you take a look at Wisconsin, a very efficient team on offense, effective field goal percentage, which means mixing in twos and three-pointers, that's a top 20 team in Wisconsin. But again, number one effective field goal percentage is on the Kentucky Wildcats. Now, when you break it down, you say, boy, Wisconsin can run those backdoor screens. They can bring the sets out. The one thing that Kentucky's going to do is force you out onto the perimeter. You're going to be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 feet outside the three-point line to get your offense officially started. Kaminsky is going to have to be a beast in this game. He's 7 foot, but it doesn't matter. Kentucky is going to run seven-footer after seven-footer after seven-footer. Oh, boy, Willie Cauley-Stein's got 2 fouls. Here comes Dakari Johnson. Here comes Towns. I mean, here comes Lyles. There's big body after big body after big body on that Kentucky team. It just doesn't stop. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns is 6'11", and you say, oh, whew, thank goodness on there. The Harrison twins are 6'6 and long. Trey Lyles is 6'10". I mean, Booker, who's their swing guard, 6'6". Dakari Johnson, 7 foot. Willie Cauley-Stein, 7 foot. Tyler Eulis seems like, you know, a little person out there at 5'9". But this team is deep and stacked. Even if you want to take a look at, you know, going down even farther on that bench, Marcus Lee is a 6'9 forward. So, I mean, just you can run bodies after Kaminsky and bodies after Kaminsky. The one thing that Wisconsin can't afford to do is Kaminsky get in foul trouble. He's 7 foot, and that's basically all they have. Nigel Hayes is very strong underneath at 6'8", and Decker is a 6'9", great swing man. But overall length that you can be used for it just goes to Kentucky. I mean, the team is just up and down. I think the key to this game is going to simply be, can Kentucky get Frank Kaminsky in foul trouble in the first half? Which leads me to one play that you definitely want to take a look at, and that's Kentucky -2.5 for the first half. Because the one thing that could possibly happen, if they go to Towns or if they go to, you know, Lyles, Johnson, Willie Cauley-Stein on the block and just, you know, maybe ram guards right down the paint and crash into Frank Kaminsky. If he gets 2 fouls within that first 8 to 10 minutes of the first half, he's going to sit for a full 12 minutes. He is their best player. He's the engine. He's what makes Wisconsin basketball and makes them go. If he's not in the game, and he won't be in the game if he has 2 fouls in the first half, that's where you can really jump. Because if Carl Anthony Towns gets 2 fouls, it doesn't matter. They have 7 more 5-star McDonald's All-Americans that can come in and pick up the scoring. If Frank Kaminsky goes down, that's going to put more pressure on Sam Decker, but gives you zero inside presence, and they run the entire offense through Frank Kaminsky. So you want to definitely take a look at Kentucky in that first half, so maybe they can wear it down. Because, hey, even if Frank Kaminsky does play the first half, Kentucky's still the better team. So even if he's not in trouble, you have a fantastic chance of being up, you know, 5 to 6 points at the break, similar to what Arizona was up at the break. But if anything goes in your direction, which possibly might not have, like Kaminsky or even Decker getting in foul trouble, you're going to win this first half and going to win that first half easily. So definitely take a look there at that point. But again, getting into the overall basics there, I like to take defense. We said it all year long, defense travels, and especially in the tournament. Kentucky is number one overall defending the three-point shot. Kentucky is number two overall defending the two-point shot. So it's like the Seattle Seahawks defense out there. Just getting 3 to 4 yards is hard enough. Forget about first downs, big plays, and touchdowns. That's exactly what you want to look at. Is Wisconsin efficient? Damn right they're efficient, but they've never seen anything quite like Kentucky. And if they go 10 of 12 from three-point range, God bless them, they're going to walk right into the title game and going to obliterate Duke or Michigan State, who's ever there, because nobody's stopping anybody shooting 90% from the three-point line. It's just not going to happen. But from a team that has the number one three-point percentage, I just don't see that happening. So definitely take a look at Kentucky in the first half there. I do think Kentucky wins the game, but then again, Kentucky wins every game. That's what they're supposed to do. It would, to me, be a major upset if Wisconsin was able to pull the game out versus Kentucky. It's a pretty sharp line at 5.5, but you definitely want to take a look at the first half overall with Kentucky. But as I said again, it's going to be a fantastic Final Four. It's something that you're going to want to tune into. It's going to be memorable. There's no Cinderella slipper in this Final Four. Heavyweight champions going blow for blow. Saturday is going to be a night to remember. And then Monday night, I honestly, folks, really hope it's Duke versus Kentucky. Two great coaches, two storied programs going head-to-head. Big-time centers. You're going to have Towns going head-to-head with Okafor. Great guard play, great coaching. I do think when it's all said and done that Kentucky is going to cut down the nets. But then again, they're a heavy favorite to cut down the nets. So that's nothing earth-shattering or getting into. Another play again tonight, folks, starting up in just a couple of minutes. Get on Stanford. I do think they're going to beat the Miami Hurricanes, and that's going to be a linchpin to a key night. We've already put one in the books with the Evansville Aces. Just check on, in on that to see if Evans ends up pulling that game out or what they're possibly doing at this point. And Evansville's up 2 points with 26 seconds to go. So if you took them minus eight, go ahead and make your donation to your favorite charity because you lost that game. If you had them first half, it was the right side. So looks like we cashed in there and didn't take the game full game, and it worked out really well for us. Once again, folks, this is going to be our last college basketball show of the season. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun through college football season as well. It's really been fun to come out and talk to a lot of the clients there. I know you hear me over the airwaves. Hope to meet many of you down the line. But as baseball kicks off, I'm not too sure we're going to be doing a show over the next 2 or 3 weeks because I'm not going to have any action or really much to really talk about with baseball. It's kind of like that boring summer season there. But once we get underway and it gets in full swing, these shows are going to get cranked up and cranked live. Again, if you haven't had a chance yet, get to trendbetting.com. Check out the team there, our entire group of experts there, always friendly and more than happy to help you out. Just check me out on Twitter at RightsideDP. Any questions that you have, anything that's interesting, bring it up. You see me on Twitter all day long. I love to read my reel. I do follow over 900 people, so if you add something to my timeline, I'd be more than happy to follow you back there and certainly hope that we all profit and win games down the line. It's getting to the end of the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. We'll do it again soon. Hopefully we'll be on next Thursday. We can recap the entire college basketball season. If you haven't checked me out, go to rightsidevalueplays.com and also trendbetting.com. Check me out on Twitter and Facebook. Have a great night, folks, and we'll see you next week on the Right Side. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side.